I'm Ross Reynolds. Thanks for joining us on The Record today. When The Stranger awarded Jennifer Zeil its Genius Award back in 2006, the newspaper labeled her a badass. In the 8 years since, Zeil has become a mainstay in Seattle's theater community. She's designed sets and costumes for almost every major nonprofit theater company in town. And Zeil has just become Intimon Theater's artistic producer. But wait, that's not all. This weekend, City Arts Magazine presents a cross-disciplinary contemporary art performance program. It's called Genre Bender. Zeil curated and produced the show. Marcy Silman asked her what that term contemporary art means.
I think contemporary has to, for my money, has to do with relevance and timing. It is art that's happening right now, but I think good contemporary art speaks to issues that are outside of the arts-specific community.
As you're talking, you're making me think about something that somebody said to me years ago about the artist's job, which was essentially to hold up a mirror. So you're saying something similar, and it's not just the mirror of what I myself am feeling. It's not a navel-gazing mirror. In other words, it's a societal mirror.
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about you. As I understand it, you came here to go to school, right? You didn't necessarily choose that you're moving to Seattle. So what, after you got that MFA at the University of Washington, what kept you in the city?
I stayed to found Washington Ensemble Theater. I mean, I fell in love with Seattle when I came out to interview at the grad school at UW. I stayed to do the work of starting that theater. I was in that ensemble for about 4.5 years. And when I turned around from that intense focus of giving a project everything that you have, when I turned around, I actually had a career. I don't know if I could tell everybody, like, oh, when you're done with grad school, what you need to do is found a theater and then work your butt off for 5 years and then you'll be fine. You know what I mean? But having a body of work that was consistently seen and reviewed, and the quality of what we were doing while we were doing it on a fringe level, the quality of the acting and the design and the direction, because we were hiring real directors, it drew fire, like it drew attention. At the same time, economically, theaters were starting to look more locally for their talent pools.
How much chance do you have to see other artistic or theater communities across the country? I'm curious how what happens here compares to cities like Minneapolis or Austin or places of sort of similar size.
And I'm going to answer that question in a little bit of a different way, because I don't have a lot of opportunity to go on what I call fact-finding missions. The last time I did was April in 2013, and I went and I spent 2 weeks in New York, and I went to everything I could find. Mostly what I find in that particular community, because I lived in New York for a while, is that individual artists are incredibly demoralized. One thing that I've seen happen since I've been here, and I moved here in 2001, is that there's an awareness of the ecology of theater in almost every organization. And the willingness to help support theater on every different level, it's unique to Seattle. It really is.
I'm talking with Jen Zeil, and she is a Seattle-based designer, director, and now artistic producer at Intimon Theater. And this coming weekend, she's the woman behind City Arts Genre Bender. You, in the now it's, I guess, 2 years of grad school, so then 13 years, right? This is 2015. You came into 14 years. So about a dozen years, you, what it seems like from the outside, seamlessly moved from starting this independent fringe theater, which is still alive and has a new incarnation and a new home, too, on 12th Avenue. You sort of made your way into the mainstream companies. And I have to read something that you said, because it just cracked me up, or paraphrase it. You told The Stranger, when you won the Genius Award, that many of the big theaters in town were cowardly, and what they produced had nothing to do with storytelling and craft. You work at a lot of those houses right now. Mm-hmm. Have they changed? Have you changed? Or is it somewhere in the middle?
I think that theater making in Seattle has changed. When I gave that interview, and then that went into print, I was like, "Ooh, I may never get any jobs here. Whoops. But I think theater making has changed in Seattle, and I think it has to do a lot with the leadership commitment to local artists, and I think that's huge. But I also think things like the Central Heating Lab at ACT Theater, now it's called the ACT Lab, created an opportunity for theater companies that did not have their own spaces to present in a professional environment. And then the variety of perspectives, you know, it's burlesque, it's New Century Theater Company. I mean, that is some of the more exciting programming, I think, that's happening in the city. I'm so committed to Seattle. I'm so committed to the theater community here. And if keeping it healthy means that I'm adapting what I do as an artist, and I'm expanding my skill set to producing, then I'm going to figure out how to do that.
I don't know when you moved here, if you intended that you were going to stay, but clearly you're part and parcel embedded in this community. Seattle's been really good to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Seattle's been amazing. I found when I first got out here, because I'm from the East Coast, that anybody who knew what they wanted, or like people would react to me like, whoa, all right, you know, that lady knows what she wants. And I'm just like, what is that? Okay, yeah. There's so many opportunities here and so much resource that people haven't even identified that you can. If you're a decisive person and you do know your own mind and you do know what you want, you could have it here. I strongly feel that. And I've seen other people, you know, sort of galvanized by that statement. It's pretty awesome. I think people are beginning to catch on. Have you seen the cranes?
Jennifer Zeil, award-winning theater designer, artistic producer for Seattle's Intiman Theater. She spoke to KUOW's Marcy Silman. Zeil curated the show Genre Bender. It's a cross-disciplinary evening of contemporary art. You can see Genre Bender this Friday and Saturday. It's at the Cornish Playhouse at Seattle Center.